Today, Bez Hashem learned Daf Mem Tes and Masechtas Becharis. Some of the topics we learned about today include Meis HaBen, the obligation of Pidya Ben if the son died before turning 30 days old, whether B'Toich Shleishim Yoyim or La'achel Lama Yoyim, if he died within or after 30 days of his birth. Meis B'Yim Shleishim, if he died on the 30th day, whether it's as if he died on the previous day. Shnei Ksum Mabom Ke'echad Eimalamdin, if the Torah unnecessarily writes a halacha regarding two similar topics, we do not apply this halacha to other areas. Meis HaAv, if a father dies, whether we assume that he really performed the mitzvah pinya ben. This depends on whether b'teich shleishim or la'ach shleishim he died during or after the 30 days. Ha'paydeh es b'noi b'teich shleishim yin, whether one can redeem his son before he turns 30 days old. The Gemara discusses me'achshav, if he gave the money so that the redemption should take effect immediately, or la'ach shleishim yin me'isnu l'mois. If he said that the redemption should take effect after 30 days and the money still exists at the time, and la'ach shleishim yin me'nas'ach lo ha'mois. He said that the redemption should take effect after 30 days, but the money no longer exists at that time. Hechas HaKarav B'Yisuri U'Kashmul B'Dini. Ordinarily, we rule like Rav regarding prohibitions, and we rule like Shmuel regarding monetary matters. Hu Liftais U'Benoi Liftais. If someone needs to redeem himself and his son, and he only has 5 slum, whether he redeems himself or his son. Muvak K'suv B'Tayri K'suv B'Shtar Damya. When an obligation placed on the person by the Torah, such as Pinya Ben, is comparable to a milva b'shtar, a documented loan, and so it can be collected from property that was beholden to the loan, or if it's comparable to an undocumented loan.